I am Phil Nee with a look at news. A warning about rising wildfire danger as spring cleanup begins. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says 50 wildfires burned more than 150 acres last week, despite heavy storms that left behind large amounts of debris. With dry, breezy weather in the forecast, officials urge residents to use brush collection sites or transfer stations and burn only if local rules allow it. They remind the public to check burn permits, keep piles small, monitor the weather, and never leave a fire unattended. Fire danger updates are available on the DNR website or by calling 1-888-WIS-BURN. Dozens of people were outside the office of Governor Tony Evers calling for freeing beagles from Ridgeland Farms in Blue Mounds. This followed similar protests at Ridgeland and the Capitol on Sunday, and Saturday's confrontation between law enforcement and activists who attempted to break into the facility and were met with tear gas and rubber bullets. Some 24 arrests were made, and charges have been referred to the Dane County DA for a similar so-called active rescue of beagles last month. Ridgeland Farms agreed to surrender its license to sell dogs for outside research by July, but may continue breeding for its own internal research. The governor lacks any statutory authority to order the release of the dogs. Passages Radiothon will be held this morning on WRCO Radio. Guests from Passages will be discussing various topics throughout the fundraiser. During the morning show from 9 until 10, Shannon Roberts, Chris Simonson, and Darlene Waldsmith Tagliapetra will discuss agency overview, client numbers for last year, funding, shelter upgrades, and agency updates. Also during that hour, Audrey will talk about Sexual Assault Awareness Month, Denim Day, Safety Pin Awareness, Lipsticks and Dipsticks, Personal Narrative, Library Booth and Window Display. Also later on in the show, Rose's Survivor Story. Later on through the day, there will be survivor stories and other most important information. If you'd like to donate to Passages during the radio fundraiser, call 608-647-2111. Be sure to tune in and pledge during the Passages Radiothon this morning from 9 until noon on WRCO FM 100.9. You can also listen on WRCO.com and the Civic Media app. Average gas prices fell 7.5 cents over the last week for an average of $3.70 yesterday, 6.3 cents per gallon higher than a month ago and well over 75 cents higher than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say these decreases at the pump may be fleeting. Oil prices surged Sunday night after trading after Iran reclosed the Strait of Hormuz. Global oil flows remain at risk, which means gasoline prices are likely to climb again in the week ahead. If disruptions continue, diesel prices will rise as well. A Grant County two-vehicle accident occurred causing injuries last Thursday at approximately 6 o'clock. Approximately, the Grant County Sheriff's Office was notified of the accident involving an SUV and a semi-hauling an enclosed trailer on Highway 81 near the intersection of Cadwell Road in Cassville Township. Deputies and emergency responders were dispatched to the scene. When deputies arrived, they learned Kevin Bausch, 59, of rural Cassville, was operating his semi on Highway 81. After turning east off of Codwell Road, Chelsea Shea, age 44, also of rural Cassville, was traveling east on Highway 81 in her vehicle. Both vehicles were operating at speeds well under the posted speed limit, but the weather conditions caused a very heavy fog. Due to the fog, Shea did not see Bausch's semi and crashed into the back of the trailer, causing disabling damage to her SUV. Shea was transported by Cassville EMS to Grant Regional Health Center in Lancaster for non-life-threatening injuries. A juvenile passenger in the SUV was not injured, and Bausch was not injured as well. Also, the chance for the Grant County Sheriff's Office to give us the results of the accident. Shea was issued citations for operator not wearing a safety belt and for her passenger not wearing a safety belt. A man was arrested after reporting a disturbance and gunshots last Friday Richland County Dispatch received a report of a domestic disturbance between two brothers at a residence on State Highway 60 near Birds Creek. The caller reported hearing yelling between what sounded like two males, followed by two gunshots. Richland County deputies responded to the scene and made contact with one of the occupants. The male, identified as Bradley Carlson, age 46 of Blue River, exited the home and began yelling at deputies, telling them to leave the property. Deputies attempted to get Bradley to comply with commands and come toward them, but he refused. Bradley informed deputies that he and his brother were inside the home, but would not provide further details about what had occurred. He then went back inside and called 911, stating that he was not coming out and that if deputies wanted him, they would have to force entry. The condition of his brother could not be determined at that time of arrest. Grant County Sheriff's Office and the Muscatine Police Department responded to assist. Fire departments were requested to shut down State Highway 60, and EMS was placed on standby. The Richland County SRT and drone team also responded to the scene. With assistance from 911 dispatchers from both counties and a Richland County Sheriff's Office negotiator, Bradley eventually exited the home and was taken into custody by Richland County SRT. It was later determined that no one had been shot during the disturbance. However, a large number of firearms were located inside the residence. The Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin rendition of Snow White had a successful opening weekend. Nearly 500 people came to see this recounting of the classic fairy tale from the Brothers Grimm. An opening night attendee said, "The play was delightful. Thoroughly enjoyed the production." A patron from Saturday's show commented, "The set perfectly matched how the story of Snow White should be told." And also someone was watching, saying, "The real princess Snow White, it was like watching the real princess." Many children were in attendance. One father said that his 5-year-old son stayed engaged the whole time, which is a near impossible task for that long for that age. The show's final weekend is this Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock and a Sunday matinee at 2 in the Richland Center Auditorium. And tickets will be sold at the door and are only $10 for adults, $5 for those under 18, along with a family package for $25. For questions or for information, please email communityplayerssww@gmail.com. The DMV is warning about phishing scams.
The Wisconsin DMV warning: the latest scams feature fraudulent texts and emails that threaten driver's license suspension to steal personal information. Some duplicate the look of official Wisconsin DOT content. A news release says the latest scam, often from out-of-state or out-of-country phone numbers, warns of a driver's license suspension pending or vague violation details with a demand for urgent action and payment, or continue for details button with a link that could take you to unofficial websites. You should ignore unsolicited messages, avoid clicking unknown links, and never provide personal details or payment to unverified sources. Official services should only be accessed through the WisconsinDMV.gov website. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Harley-Davidson is pulling nearly 17,000 Softail models from the 2025 and 26 model years after discovering a rear brake line can rub against the body control module. The company says that contact can cause a hole in the line, leading to a brake fluid leak and potential loss of rear braking. Harley will replace the hardware at no cost, and damaged brake lines will be swapped out as needed. Owners will receive recall letters on May 18th, but they can also check their bike's vehicle identification number on Harley-Davidson's website. Recovery continues in the Marathon County town of Ringle after an EF3 tornado tore through the area last Friday. Fire Chief Chris Kuhlman says 141 homes were damaged and about 40 households still can't return. The tornado was on the ground for 8 to 9 miles, cutting a diagonal path across the township east of Wausau. It was one of 23 tornadoes that hit Wisconsin last week, prompting more than 90 tornado warnings statewide. The town is now setting up a relief fund for residents, and donations of cash or gift cards can be made directly through the town of Ringle as recovery efforts move forward. The state's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate ticked up 3.4%, which is 1 percentage point below the national unemployment rate of 4.4%. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development announced Wisconsin's labor market reflecting February 2026 preliminary estimates from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. There were over 3 million people employed in Wisconsin, up 1,500 over the month and down nearly 12,000 over the year. The state's labor force participation rate increased to 64.4%, which is a 2.4 percentage point above the normal national rate of 62%, and the total non-farm jobs in the state decreased 10,500 over the last month. In April, the American Red Cross asks you to keep patients top of mind by making an appointment to give blood or platelets. Three opportunities to give will be held this week. The first will be today from 9 until 2 at Baraboo High School. There will be two Red Cross blood drives held coming up Friday, one at Lafarge High School from 11 until 4, the other at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo from 11 until 5. Join the celebration of saving lives by booking a time to give blood or platelets. Platelets now by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app.